They weren't just sinners. They were sinners before the Lord exceedingly. They were wicked. That means that they were worse. Are you listening? Mm-hmm. Worse than other sinful cities. This was not just a sinful city. This was an exceeding sinful city. So how can you have an exceeding sinful city if all sin is equal? Now, let me explain to you several biblical reasons why all sin is not equal. Number one, first of all, just common sense. Before we even go to the Bible, just use a little common sense. You think that me murdering somebody is the same as me stealing a pencil from off the desk somewhere? Same thing.
No.
You're just as bad. Because you stole that pencil as somebody who goes on a postal killing spree. You work at the post office? You stole a pencil? That's just as bad as going down there with a machine gun. Now, anybody who believes that, I would venture, is borderline insane. I mean, wouldn't that be like an insane person that would just think, yep, it's the same thing? You'd say, what are you nuts? So that's the common sense argument. Now, here's some biblical argument. How about when Jesus stood before Pontius Pilate? And let me ask this. Was Pontius Pilate committing sin by sending Jesus to the cross?
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely he was committing sin, was he not? Mm-hmm. I mean, he washed his hands and said, oh, I'm free from the blood of this just person. Did that really mean that he's free from the blood of that just person?
Mm-hmm.
No. Pontius Pilate was guilty before God. He committed the sin of sending Jesus Christ to an unwarranted death. He was a righteous, he was without sin, and yet he was condemned to death by Pontius Pilate. But you know what Jesus told Pontius Pilate? He said, he that delivered me unto you has the greater sin. Mm-hmm. So, if all sin is equal in God's eyes, then how could one person have a greater sin than the other if it's all equal? Mm-hmm. The term greater sin would make zero sense if all sin's equal. It wouldn't even make sense. You can't have a greater sin if all sin's equal.
Yep.
You just have another sin. But he said, he that delivered you unto me hath the greater sin. Who was he referring to? The Jews, okay? That's why throughout the book of Acts, that's where you will see them mention the Romans, but it's mainly directed at the Jews saying, you took Jesus and crucified him with wicked hands. Because Jesus considered them more guilty. They were the ones who shouted, crucify him. They were the ones who'd seen the miracles. Pilate hadn't seen the miracles. Pilate didn't really know Jesus as well as they did. They knew him and saw the miracles. They heard the preaching and chose to reject it and to cry out, crucify him. And when Pilate said, I'm free from the blood of this just person, you know what they said in response? His blood be on us and on our children. And God looked at that and said, they have the greater sin. But all sins equal? No, I think not. Also, Jesus spoke to the Pharisees and said that not only did they devour widows' houses, but for a pretense they made long prayer. He said, therefore shall they receive the greater damnation. So if we have greater sins and greater damnation, how can you say all sins equal? Okay, here's another argument. There's no verse in the Bible that says all sins equal.
Yeah.
Quote me the verse that says that one sin is just as bad as another. And people say, well, we, in our mind, it's different, but in God's eyes, it's all equal. Well, according to what scripture? There's no scripture that says that. Now, the only scripture that even comes close to that I've seen people try to use, is the one that says, whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he's guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now, if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So all God is saying there is that even if you haven't committed all the sins on the list, committing one sin makes you a transgressor of the law.
Yeah.
You are in violation of God's law.
Yeah.
Even if you've never committed adultery, if you've killed, you're in violation. It doesn't matter whether it's stealing or adultery or lying or killing. If you break any of God's laws, you are a transgressor of the law. You are condemned as a sinner. You are condemned to hell, period. Unless you receive salvation through Jesus Christ. So, just saying that people are all condemned as sinners, just saying, well, you know, Adolf Hitler is condemned to hell, okay? And Mother Teresa is condemned to hell. They're both Roman Catholics. They both believe the same false religion. Mm-hmm. They're both in hell. But you can't sit there and say, well, Mother Teresa was as bad as Adolf Hitler or whatever. I'm just saying, that doesn't compute. Because there are all kinds of people in hell today. There are people like Jeffrey Dahmer in hell. And then there are people in hell who were fairly normal, nice people who just didn't believe in Jesus Christ. Were those people as bad as Jeffrey Dahmer? No, but they're both condemned. They're both transgressors. They're both sinners. They're both punished in hell. Are they receiving the same damnation? Well, Jesus said that some receive a greater damnation. Okay, and so that the point is that not there's no scripture that says all sin is equal. James 2:10 is the closest you can get, and it just simply does not say that. And if it did say that, it would contradict some other scriptures. But here's a whole other argument on top of that. If all sin's equal in God's eyes, then why did God lay out different punishments for different sins in the Old Testament law? Why was one type of stealing punished fourfold and one type of stealing punished fivefold? Why were some types of crimes punished with stripes or a beating? Other types of crimes were punished with death. Mm-hmm. And why were there different punishments for different crimes if all crime is equal? Because the very concept of justice says that the punishment matches the crime. And that's why the scales of justice are there as the symbol for justice. Here's the crime on this side. The punishment sets things right. The punishment balances the scales. And so that's why there are different punishments in the Bible for different crimes. Murdering somebody is not the same punishment as stealing somebody's cow. Now, there are times in the United States of America where if you stole somebody's cow, they'd hang you. You'd be put to death, right? In the Old West, there were times when they would execute cattle thieves. But is that biblical to execute a cattle thief? No, it's not biblical. Because the Bible specifically lays out things that warrant the death penalty. Stealing is not one of them. Now, a cattle thief should have to pay back fourfold. Maybe there could be a beating in order, but they should not be put to death. However, a murderer, an adulterer, or a rapist should be put to death. Okay? Because the punishment has to match the crime. It's not like, oh, you're speeding? Death. Can you imagine? The city of Tempe making a law. Red light violation, minimum fine. Death. Okay. Minimum punishment for violating a red light. Death. And you'd say, that's not fair. And they'd say, well, you should have stopped at that red light. You should have obeyed the law. No, because you'd say, it doesn't matter. Even if I broke the law, the punishment needs to fit the crime. Mm-hmm. But you say, well, all sin's equal. Well, it just makes no sense on any level. We just looked at it like four different ways. It just doesn't make any sense. But it's just something that you hear over and over again. You start to just believe it. Right, all sin's equal, all sin's equal. If you just repeat it like a parrot, like, right, all sin's equal, all sin's equal, right, right. And you're not thinking anymore, you're just repeating it. Is it true? It's a lie, it's false. Now you say, why are you so worked up about that? Why are you so mad about that? Because I'm here to tell you tonight that the people that were living in Sodom were not just ordinary sinners, they were exceedingly sinful.
Amen.
Amen.
And don't sit there and tell me that what they did in Sodom was just as bad as any other sin, because it's a lie. It was worse.
That's right.
Because he said they were wicked and they were exceedingly sinful. Does God rain fire and brimstone on every pencil thief?
No.
Does God rain fire and brimstone on everyone who tells a lie? Everyone who commits sin? No. But did God rain fire and brimstone upon Sodom?
Yep.
Yes, he did. Now, why were they wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly? What was their sin? Well,